我们听到神要追讨以色列的罪。
Now we're going to hear that God is going to make Israel account for their sins.
所以这个题目也是让我们感觉到很沉重的。
And this is a heavy topic.
我们看阿摩斯书第三章。
Let's refer to Amos chapter 3.
我们读第一节跟第二节。
We read verse 1 and verse 2.
第
二节。
以色列人啊，你们全家是我从埃及地领上来的，当听耶和华公义你们的话。在地上万族中，我只认识你们，因此我必追讨你们的一切罪孽。这里神叫以色列人要听。
Here God told the Israelites to listen.
听神要攻击我们的话。
To listen to these words of God against them.
听神说他必追讨我们一切的罪。
That God will punish them for all their iniquity.
你说这样的题目能不叫我们心很沉重吗？
Wouldn't such a title bring this heavy burden to our heart?
以色列民是神所爱的选民。
The Israelites were the people, the elect loved by God.
为何神要攻击他们，要审判他们？
But why did God need to attack them and to judge them?
关于这一点，神自己有他的解释。
In regards to this, God has his explanation.
神的解释说，有三个原因，我要攻击你们，我要追讨你们的罪。
God explained that there are three reasons why I need to punish you and to judge you.
第一个原因就是在第一节。
First reason is found in verse 1.
神说我从埃及地领你们上来。
God said I brought you out from the land of Egypt.
让他们脱离埃及的苦难。
God has brought them out from the sufferings in Egypt.
救他们脱离埃及法老王的死亡。
Away from the death of the Pharaoh of Egypt.
因为这个法老王要他们死就死，要你现在死你就马上死。
Because King Pharaoh can ask them of their life at any moment that they might die.
不必解释，也不必给你理由。
No need to explain and to give a reason.
那活在撒旦的那种痛苦的辖制之下。
Living under the constraint and control of the devil.
是神从埃及地，从撒旦之地领他们出来的。
But it's God who delivered them out from Egypt from the hands of the devil.
但现在阿摩斯的背景他们的生活已经是非常安定、非常舒适的生活。
So the background to the book of Amos, they are leading a comfortable life.
等一下我们会看到他们的生活是一个怎样的生活，我们会看到。
Later we'll see what kind of life they were living at those days.
可是他们却忘记了神的救赎的恩典。
But they've forgotten now the salvation grace of God.
神要追讨他们的罪。要攻击他们的第一个原因，他们忘记神的恩典。
So the first reason why God will punish them for iniquities is because they've forgotten the grace of God.
第二个神要攻击他们的第二个原因。
And the second reason why God was going to attack them.
就是在第二节。
It's found in verse 2.
在万民万族中，神只认定以色列是他的选民。
God has only chosen the Israelites among all the families of the earth.
这是多么大的荣耀，这是多么大的福气。
This is such a great honor and blessing.
你以为当时只有以色列人的行为会好过其他外邦人吗？
Do you think in those days only the behavior of the Israelites are better than the Gentiles?
就像今天神在千万人中拣选我们，你以为你的行为好过其他的人，所以神拣选你吗？
Just like today, we are called out for among all the people, are we any better than the rest?
但神说，我只认识你，我就这样选择了你。
But God said, I know you and I chosen you.
所以他们不单只忘恩，也不珍惜神给的恩典，珍惜神给的这种爱。
So, but they have forgotten this grace and has not cherished this grace and love of God.
那在第二节有另一种翻译，有另外的翻译这样说。
In verse 2 is another translation.
在世界那么多的国家当中，
that among all the nations on the earth,
我只选择了你们。
I have only chosen you.
你们却犯了那么多的罪。
But you have committed so much sin.
正因为这个原因。
And because of this reason,
我必追讨你们一切的罪孽。
I will punish you for all your iniquities.
第二种和另一种翻译更清楚地表达神为什么要攻击他们。
So this translation expressed better why was God going to punish them.
就是今天来说，就在千千万万人中。 神拣选了我们。
That is among all the millions of people, God has chosen us today.
可是我们却犯了，在神的恩典中犯了那么多的罪。
But yet, in this grace of God, we committed so much sins.
因为这个原因。
And because of this reason.
神说我一定要追他。
God said, I will punish.
所以这就是我们的题目。我听见神要追讨以色列人的罪。
And this is the topic that God will call the Israelites to account for their sin.
这个是神要攻击以色列人的第二个原因。
And this is the second reason why God attacked the Israelites.
那第三个原因在哪里呢？
What is the third reason?
在第三节。
It's found in verse 3.
第三。
Let's read together.
二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？这也是第三，这是第三个原因吗？
Is this the third reason?
是的。
Yes, this is.
这是神要攻击他们第三个原因。
This is third reason why God was like.
你知道这里讲的是什么意思吗？
You know what it means here?
神提出说，你们的心所想的跟我不一样。
God is saying that what they are thinking in their heart is different.
你们所做的跟我不一样。
What your hand does is different.
你们脚所行的。也跟我不一样。
What you do with your faith is different from
me. 你们嘴巴所说的也跟我不一样。
And what you speak with your lips is different from me.
这一切都跟神不一样啊。
In all these things, you are different from God.
这么大的差距，这么大的不同，我们怎能跟神同行呢？
If there are such great differences, how can we still walk together with God?
那神又怎么会跟我们同行呢？
And how would God want to walk with us?
心所想的不一样。
Our hearts, our thoughts are different.
手所做的不一样。
The hands, the things that we do with
our hands are different. 脚所走的路也不一样。
The path that we walk with our feet is different.
嘴所说的也是不一样。
The words of our lips are different.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这是意思说，神说你不要再自我欺骗了啦，
so、
你不要再自我嘛，自我感觉良好了。
What God is saying, do not self be conceited, do not be
self-conceited
anymore.
我跟你们是绝对不能够同行的。
I with you are not able to walk together.
因为你们跟我相差太远了。
Because you are so great, you are so different from me.
因为我们跟神的心不同，不同神的心。
Because our heart is different from the heart of God.
我们走的路不跟神走的路一样。
The path that we walk is different from the path that God walks.
我们说的话跟神说的话不一样。
The words that we speak is different from the words of God.
这就是神说出的三个原因。
So here are the three reasons that God stated.
为什么要攻击以色列？
Why did God want to attack Israelites?
简单说，忘恩。
Simply say that they've forgotten the grace.
第二，不珍惜神的爱，神的恩典。
They have not cherished the love and the grace of God.
第三，没有与神同心，没有与神同行。
They are not of the same heart and did not walk with God.
然后今天看看我们。
Look at us today, ourselves today.
我们今天的信仰是不是也有这三个原因存在？
Do we have these three points in our faith?
在神的恩典中，在神的祝福中，我们忘恩。
That while we are in the midst of the blessings and the grace of God,
我们在恩典中堕落，不是在恩典中进步哦，是在恩典中退步。
And while in grace we have fallen, we have not improved, but we have become worse.
我们是不是不珍惜神的爱，不珍惜神的救赎？
We have not cherished the love and the salvation of God.
我们甚至滥用神的恩典。
And we have misused the grace of God.
滥用神的祝福。
We have misused the blessings of God.
不去珍惜啊！
We do not cherish.
我们是不是没有跟神同心？
Are we not of the same heart as God?
没有跟神的心一样，那就不能跟神同行的。
If we do not have the same heart as God, we will not be able to walk with Him.
这就是今日我们的信仰，我们需要反省的。
This is our faith that we need to reflect today.
我们要透过讲道，透过讲台的信息，奉主的名提醒所有的信徒，全个信徒。
So from the sermons on the pulpit, this is a reminder to all believers,
包括传道人,
including the preachers.
再来，我听见神警戒雅各家的话。
But next, I heard the voice of warning towards the house of Jacob.
看十三节,
verse 13.
主耶和华万军之神说：“当听这话，警戒雅各家。当听这个话，这个话是什么话呢
？”So we should hear and testify against the house.
这个话是专门来警戒雅各家的。
This is a house of warning towards the Jacob.
那到底警戒什么呢
？What is this warning？
有两个重点。
There are two main points.
十四节
，verse 14。
一，我讨以色列罪的日子。也要讨伯特利祭坛的罪，这坛脚必被砍下，坠落以地。 这里我们听见神警戒雅各家的话。
Here is the words of warning from God towards the house of Jacob.
刚才我们是听见神攻击以色列话，攻击。
Just now we see God attacking the house of Israel.
那神要讨以色列罪的日子。
Now the day that God is to punish the sins of His transgression of Israel.
阿摩斯说的日子，圣经说的日子，大部分阿摩斯的说的日子。大部分都是指神审判的日子。
So this day, whenever I must talk about this, the day that is the day of judgment.
神要讨以色列罪的日子，原来就是神要审判神家的日子。
On the day that punish Israel's transgression, that's the day that God will judge His household.
神给以色列民的日子，本来是叫做恩典的日子。
The days that God first gave to Israel were the days of peace and grace.
但现在以色列却把恩典的日子变成了犯罪的日子。
But Israel has turned these days of grace into days of sinning.
这日子成了在恩典中堕落。
And they have fallen. These days become the days where they have fallen from grace.
以色列民吃神的。
The Israelites they eat from what God has fed them.
喝神的。
Drink of what God has given them.
拿神的。
Takes from what God has given them.
住神的。
Living the place that God has provided.
一切的今日所拥有的一切都是神赏赐给他们的。
Everything they own and have is given to them by God.
他们却离去爱他们的神。
But yet they forsake this God who has loved them.
他们却背叛他们的神。
And they betray their God.
请注意，我们今天一句话说，哎呀，那是我们的软弱，那是信徒的软弱。
Today often we say that, oh, this is because we are weak, the weaknesses of our believers.
但是在神来看，在先知来看，在真理的衡量里面，这是严重的背叛神。
In the eyes of God, in the words of the prophet, in the judgment of the truth, this is a betrayer to God.
我们今日的末世信徒，你要开始注意这件事情。
So we believers of these last days, we must now learn to take note of this.
有些行为，我们常常说是软弱啦，哎呀，是他的软弱。
Some behaviors we say is our weaknesses.
其实没有这么简单。
But it's not that simple.
那是在背叛神。
This is a betraying. This is betraying God.
就是我们说，哎呀，他很忙啦。
We say they're busy.
现在随便一个人都说他忙的。
But now everyone will say they're busy.
甚至在家里面不用带孩子的，不用上班的那。些妈妈们都说我很忙哦。
Even people at home who are not working, who are not taking care of children, yet they say they are busy.
那些退休的不用上班的孩子也长大了，我很忙哦。
Those who are retired, the children have grown up, yet they still say they are very busy.
有这么简单？我很忙，一句话就没事了吗
？Is it that simple? Just by saying I'm very busy, it's all right.
心中已经没有爱神。
It's because their heart they no longer love God.
不想到教会。
They no longer want to come to church.
不想来听道理。
Do not want to listen to the truth of God.
不想敬拜真神。
Do not want to worship the true God.
所以我说我很忙啊。
So I say I'm so busy.
原来忙在家里看电视呀。
They are busy, but they are home watching TV.
原来在家里面有些去跟人家玩牌呀。
Their business is actually playing cards with other people.
难道今天这样讲哈？这种理由只有那些退休人士吗
？This reason is it just given by those who are retired?
所以今天的信徒有一些行为不是软弱这么简单，
so,
简直是背叛的信仰。
Some of this behavior of the believers is not just been weak, but it's actually betraying God.
这是神啊。叫做要追讨以色列罪的日子，因为恩典的日子已经变成犯罪的日子，背叛神的日子。
So this is for the day that God will punish the transgression of Israel.
第二个
，Secondly，
神要追讨的是伯特利的祭坛。
God will also punish the altars of Bethel.
什么叫做伯特利祭坛的罪
？What is this sins of the altars of Bethel？
有时间你看列王记上十二章。
If you have time, you can refer to 1 Kings chapter 12.
就是这个耶罗波安。为了自己私人的利益，为了要巩固自己的王位，他在伯特利私立祭坛。
So that is this King Jeroboam for his own benefit to protect his own kingdom. He built an altar in Bethel.
而且制造金牛犊让以色列民来敬拜。
And then he formed this image of the golden calf and for the people to worship.
当时所有要敬拜神的人都一定要上耶路撒冷神的殿敬拜神来献祭。
Every Israelite that were to worship God, they were supposed to go out to Jerusalem to offer the sacrifices to worship God.
他提出一个很好的理由，很得百姓听的理由。
Now Jeroboam give a reason that seems very reasonable.
因为他们十个支派已经全部 哦，移民到这个已经跑到以色列北国去居住了嘛，十个支派哦，十个哦。
Because now 10 tribes have been separated and belong to northern kingdom of Israel.
耶路撒冷犹大只剩下两个支派而已哦。
So the southern kingdom, that Judah, that Jerusalem only has 2 tribes.
那他们还是要敬拜神嘛，还是要献祭嘛。
But these people still need to worship God and offer sacrifices.
他们要从这个北国以色列跑到南国犹大，多远的路途，多麻烦啊。
So they need to come from the northern kingdom of Israel down to the southern kingdom to Jerusalem.
最重要的
It's so far and so troublesome.
如果这十个支派的百姓怎能到耶路撒冷敬拜，那就会跟北南国犹大还有继续来往，还会建立那个友情，建立关系。
What is more important for Jeroboam was that if his people will continue to go down to Jerusalem, go down to the southern kingdom to Jerusalem, then they continue to have a friendship with the people of the southern kingdom.
那么对耶罗波安的王位，他的地位是有威胁的，是危险的。
So this is a threat to the kingdom, to the throne of Jeroboam.
所以他想到这个方法，拉住他们，不要去这个耶路撒冷，拉住他们。
So he came out this method in order to stop the people from going to Jerusalem.
那要献祭怎么办呢
？So if they were to offer sacrifice,
在我这里献祭就可以了，不用到耶路撒冷。
He said, just come here to offer a sacrifice. You don't need to go down to Jerusalem.
所以他私自私立了这个祭坛，这个献祭的坛。
So by himself, he established this altar for worship.
如果用现在的话来讲，就自己设立、自己建立的一个教会。
In today's terms, you say he established your own church.
那所有的这些信徒都被他控制。
So all these people are now controlled by him.
而且他又立不是立位人的祭司做祭司。
And he established a priesthood not of the Levites.
因为神的律法唯有立位人才可以当祭司的。
We know that in the law of God, only the Levites can be priests.
他说不用。
He said no need.
其他的支派也可以做祭司。
The other tribes they can be priests as well.
那这个就是公然的反抗神哦。
And this is openly going against God.
那这是公然的反抗神的律法，更改神的律法。
And this is openly going against the law of God and changing the law of God.
而且他表现就是我说了算。
And his behavior was what I say.
神做的都不算。
What God says do not count.
我说这里敬拜神就这里敬拜神。
So I say this is the place to worship God, then you worship here.
这叫做我说了算。
Whatever I say goes。
你看他大过神是不是
？He places himself above God。
所以刚才以撒传道有解释，这个伯特利啊，伯特利的意思叫做神的殿、神的家，知道吗
？So Bethel actually means the house of God。
现在这个地方也是仍然是叫伯特利，叫做神的家、神的殿，仍然是。
This place is still called Bethel, the house of God, the temple of God。
可是这个神的家、神的殿已经污秽了。已经成为鬼魔的住处了。
But this so-called house of God is now being defiled. It's a dwelling place of the demons.
按照当时主耶稣洁净圣殿说，这个圣殿已经成为贼窝了。
When Jesus cleansed the temple, he says the temple has become the den of thieves.
那是已经被污秽肮脏了的圣殿。
The temple has been defiled.
所以那个阿摩斯才会说，你以为我喜欢来啊？
That's why
你知道我跟你讲到多大压力，你知道吗？
That's why Amos said, "Do you think I'd like to come here? It's so got much pressure that I'm speaking here."
因为这里已经没有几个要听神的道理的人了，没有了。
There's not many who want to listen to the word of God here anymore.
他们整个地盘，整个地方的人都厌恶神的道理的。
Everyone there now detests the word of God.
从最高的领导、最高的王到祭司到百姓，都厌恶神的道理。
From the greatest as a king to the priest to the ordinary people, they detest the word of God.
但是叫我一个没有受过训练的人来讲神的话。
Now you sent me who has not been trained to speak.The word of God.
他刚才讲啊，我不是先知，我不是传道。用今天话说，我不是传道来的呀。
So he must say, I'm not a prophet. In today's words, I'm not a preacher.
而且他说我不是先知的门徒，说我没有受过神学院训练，我没有上过神学院的呀，没有受过训练的呀。
He says, I'm not the son of the prophet. This means I'm not going through training, going through theology.
所以你想我来啊？你想我很喜欢来吗
？So he says, Do you think I like to come?
你很想，你以为我很喜欢站在台上讲吗
？Do you think I like to speak on the pulpit?
你知道我多痛苦吗
？Do you know how much suffering is?Is it for me?
套刚才传道很传神的讲解哦，很传神哦。
This was a good explanation given by preacher Isaac.
确实，他的解释也，他的回答也是这样。
And indeed, this was the words of Amos.
所以伯特利这个地方哦，已经是很污秽的，信仰很堕落、很虚假的地方来的。
Bethel was a place that's very defiled, and that is full of falsehood in terms of their religion.
可是这个耶罗波安虽然这么可恶，这么反抗神，问题是。 百姓跟从他呀。
So although Jeroboam is so evil going against God, yet the people chose to follow him.
百姓也服从他这样的做法呀，服从啊。
The people submitted to his way.
简单说，百姓也喜欢这样吧。
Simply put means the people also love this way.
所以我常常想，有一两个人他公然反抗神的诫命，他不照神的意思来带领教会。
Often say if just one or two person do not know the will of God, they attack the church, attack God.
那最多他是一两个人呢、啊。
And this is just one or two.
我们的教会里面开会所有长执传道有负责人，有十几个人，为什么都要听他？为什么都跟他呢
？But in the meetings, we have so many of us. Why do we need to listen to this one or two person?
这件事我在台上暗示我自己的责备哦。
So I rebuke this directly on the sermon on Sabbath.
因为有一个区，整个区哦，安息日早上不要聚会，只去下午聚会就好了。
Because there's a whole region, the whole area where do not keep the Sabbath morning service.
总会下来劝导都不听。
Even the general assembly come to speak to them, they do not listen.
主席下来好开会勉励也不听。
The chairman of the region came to encourage them to have meeting with them. They do not listen.
有一些敬畏神的信徒。
So believers worship. There are some believers who fear God.
他是做医生的，开诊疗所的。
He is a doctor who has a clinic.
他要为了要守安息日。
In order to keep the Sabbath.
他这一天他不开店，不赚钱，不做生意。
On the day he chose not to open his clinic, not to do any business, not to
earn any money.
But where he could go to worship.
他跑到一个土著的教会，就那一间土著有早上聚会、下午聚会，只有他那一间。
Yeah, to go to this church of the natives where they have morning service in order to keep the morning Sabbath service.
天王啊，为什么今天？信徒要聚会要守安息，没有门进教会啊，谁造成的呀
？Such a pitiful state that believers want to host attend service, but there's no place for him to worship.
然后大家都说，哎，那个执事喽。
And everyone points to the particular deacon.
看起来是那个执事他主导的。
On the surface, yes, it's the deacon.
因为他很坚决的反对多一堂聚会。
Because very vehemently he opposed this.
但我问，难道你们没有开会的吗
？But I ask, don't you have meetings together?
那个部会是做什么的？那十几个人在里面开会，开什么东西啊
？What is the CMC doing? Why there's so many of you having meetings?
还有长执会、长执传道在开会，那些长执传道在干什么呀
？How about your board of ministers having meeting? What are you doing?
就说那他一个人。
And you point your finger to the person.
我们来投票嘛。
Put it to words.
投票了，大家都赞成他能够做什么？我问你，他一个人能做什么
？If you put it to words, everyone agrees. Then what can that one person do?
那我要点出的是什么
？But what am I pointing?
原来大家都服从，都跟从呀。
In actuality, others submitted, they follow.
或者又不要做臭人，不要得罪他呀。
Oh, they do not want to offend the person.
宁愿得罪真神，得罪耶稣呀。
They choose rather to offend the true God.
我在台上直接的这样很生气的责备。
So on the pulpit, I rebuke them.
那是真的，我生气了，我真的。Angry. 所以你不要再讲那一个两个人。
So do not just say it's because of the one person.
还有很多的传道长子，还有很多的负责人在里面的。
Actually, there are still many preachers or ministers or council members.
为什么我们不投票呢？也不用吵架呀，我们投票吧。
You can put it to vote.
要不要早上聚会投票吧
？No need to argue. Just put it to vote whether to have morning service.
所以那些负责人我也责备、
so、also
那些事务会的成员 有投票权我也责备他们
So I also rebuke the CNC members who have the right to vote
这个事情蛮轰动的
This matter got a great
matter 轰动到国外去了
Stir up a great chaos and then even
国外的那些
foreign nation,
那些信徒打电话来问你们发生什么事啊
Other countries also members call me asking me what has happened
对传道指指点点啊很多议论纷纷啊
So they pointed at me and then there were many disagreements
但传道的信息非常清楚
But my message was very clear
遵守安息日
To keep the Sabbath
那不要来的就不要来要来的可以来
Those who do not want to come they can choose not to come
没有勉强的你教会门打开就好了
That's, We do not force you we just open the door to the church
就感谢神怜悯
Thank God for His mercy.
整个区改变了。
The whole region changed.
从去年开始，一月份开始，全个小区、全个区都安息都有机会了。
From last year, beginning of last year, they started the whole services in the churches in the region.
也感谢他们的谦卑接受。
And thank God for their humility to accept.
这样不是很好吗
？Isn't this good and well?
大家听到了这个严厉的责备。
Everyone after hearing this rebuke,
说出我们的硬心，我们的不对的地方
The review pointing out our wrong and where we are hard-hearted
但是在耶罗伯安当王没有人敢讲
But in the days of Jeroboam when he was king no one dared to speak up
因为连祭司哦祭司都不敢讲这个王还跟王合作 政治跟宗教合作 联合在一起。
Because even the priests do not dare to oppose him, they stood by him with him. So the political and religion stood.
因为神的律法哦，王就是管理政治的、管理国家的、宗教的事务、宗教的敬拜神的事情，王不能够干涉的，王没有权柄的。
Under the law of God, the king has no authority over the religious affairs matters.
宗教的事情是祭司在处理的。
The religious matters is handled by the priests.
赎罪的事情是祭司在处理的。
These offerings for sins is by the priest.
所以刚才我们听到传道在讲嘛，祭司跟那个王已经联合成为一体，成为一个祭团。
Just now,
政治跟宗教联合在一起。
Which I have shared the priest and has followed the king and standing on one side to do the wrong together.
你要去哪里讲话？
Then where are you going to speak?
你在政治层面讲，王最大。
If in the political arena, the king is a great
one. 王说了算。
Whatever king says goes.
你进入宗教层面来讲，宗教的制度来讲，祭司最大。
From the system of religion, the priest is the highest.
但两个最大的最高领袖都合在一起了。
When two of the leaders of these two systems combined together,
所以这些百姓大家只好服从，只好跟从了。
So the people have no choice but to follow.
好，我们回到这个14节
，verse 14，
神强调说，也要追讨伯特利祭坛的罪啊。
So God said, I will also punish the altars of Bethel.
而且祭坛的脚必被砍下来。
The horns of the altar will be cut off.
请注意，祭坛的脚是有什么功用呢
？So what is the function of the horns of the altar?
祭坛有四个脚，那个脚是给那些误杀者啊来施恩保护他们的生命的。
So this the author has four corners, four horns, where those who men kill other in accident they come to protect their life.
比如说我们不小心哈杀了人呐、啊，意外了杀了人。
For example, accidentally kill someone. Oh,
那杀人要偿命呢、啊。
If I kill someone, I need to pay my life.
跑到祭坛那边去抓住祭坛的脚。那么你追杀的人就不能够杀他。
If this person manages to run and horn to the horn of the altar, then those pursuing for his life cannot kill him.
这个脚是给那些误杀者没有心要杀人的。的人给他机会保住他的生命，给他机会，给他恩典。
So this horn of the altar is for these people who killed someone accidentally to have a chance to save their own life.
这是神的怜悯，神的慈爱。
And this is the mercy of God.
因为杀人有好几种的。
Because there's quite a few type of murder.
一种是故意杀人的。
Some is murder intentionally.
那是最凶恶的。
This is the most vicious.
一种是意外杀人的。
Some is killed accidentally.
不是有心要杀的。
They do not have the motive.
一种是为了要保护自己、保护孩子而杀了对方的。
Some kill because of self-defense or protect.
这些人都要被保护，要有机会 来给他恩，给他机会，给他恩典呐、啊。
Then these people need protection to give them opportunity to give them grace.
但是呢，这个祭坛的脚呢，后来演变成犯罪者的避难所。
But later, these horns of the altar became a place of refuge for those who sin intentionally.
反正我杀了人，我就是故意杀你，我就是要你死啊。
So these person they kill intentionally to kill.
我跑到祭坛上来，我抓住祭坛的脚，爱就冒事，爱就冒脆哦。
So they run to the horns of the altar, hold it, and say, "I'm being spared."
这个是不是那个祭坛的脚成了？杀人者、犯罪者的避难所呢
？So hasn't this horn of the altar become the place of refuge for these people who killed?
更何况这个伯特利的祭坛是假的祭坛，不是真的祭坛。
What more, this altar of Bethel was a false altar, not the altar of God.
因为这个不是真的祭坛来的。
Because this is not the altar of God.
所以神要除灭这个假神。
So God is going to remove this false.
就是那个金牛犊。
This golden calf.
所以神要除灭这个假祭坛。
So God is going to punish and remove this false altar.
没有赦罪功效的。
It does not have the efficacy to forgive sin.
神要除灭这个假信仰。
So God is going to remove this false religion.
神要除灭这个假的依靠。
To remove this false reliance.
因为除了真神，再没有避难所了。
Because other than a true God, there's no other place of refuge.
所以神很自荐的。很清楚，我要追讨伯特利祭坛的罪，要把一些假的除灭掉。
That's why God is very clear that He'll punish the altars of the Bethel, that is to remove all that's false.
神要表达的就是，除了神，再没有其他的避难所。
But God is saying that other than God Himself, there's no other place of refuge.
若我们得罪了真神
，If we have sinned against God,
我们就要回到神的祭坛。请注意，我神的祭坛。不是人的祭坛、哦、
We need to come back to the altar of God and not altar established by man.
因为 唯有神才是我们真正的避难所了。
Because only God is our true refuge.
伯特利的意思叫做神的殿，神的家。
Bethel means the temple of God, the house of God.
但是这里的伯特利的祭坛是假的，也不是真的是神的家了。
But here the altars of Bethel, they are false. This is not the true house of God.
因为神已经不承认了。
For God did not accept this and meet
him. 虽然他的名还是叫做伯特利。
Although the name is still called Bethel.
就好像今天许多基督教派，许多基督的教会。
Just like today, many Christian churches or denominations.
哦，名字是信耶稣的，是信主的。
By name, they believe in Jesus. They believe in God.
他们也自称是神的殿。
They self-proclaim this is the temple of God.
是在神眼里，神没有承认。
But in the eyes of God, this is not God. God accepts.
所以我们今天要睁开你的眼睛。
So open our eyes right today.
要看清楚哪个是真正伯特利神的殿。
To know where is the true Bethel that is God.
我们不要讲其他的基督教派吧。
Let's not talk about other denominations.
我们就讲真耶稣教会，我们自己的教会。
Just talk about true Jesus Church, our own church.
你现在你不要看到真耶稣教会那网络上，哇，你就跑进去哦。
Today on the website, you just don't see just because of the name True Jesus Church.And you enter.
你知道在吉隆坡，你看到这些书教走进很多来旅游的那些信徒都走错教会，你知道吗？进去看到名字是真耶稣教，进去不是来的。
You know, in Kuala Lumpur, a lot of tourists that come here, they see this building called True Jesus Church, they enter, but it's not our church.
我们巴达林也哦，教会斜对面那边也有一间真耶稣教会，你不要乱去哦。
Even in Patang Jaya, just directly across the road, we have another True Jesus Church. Don't go there.
现在法国那边也有一间叫做真耶稣教会，法国，你不要看到真耶稣你就跑进去哦。
In France, there's another True Jesus Church. Don't just because it's called True Jesus Church, you think you can enter.
就像当时也叫做伯特利神的家、神的殿啊，但是神已经不承认了的。
Just in those days, it's also called Bethel, the house of God, but God no longer recognizes it.
你要睁开你的眼，看清楚哪个是真正的真耶稣教会。
Open your eyes wide and be clear which is the true Jesus Church.
我们再继续听。
Let's continue listen.
神说。巴山的母牛啊，你要听我的话。
God says, "You cows of Bashan, listen to my words."
什么叫做巴山的母牛
？What is this cows of Bashan?
神要巴山的母牛听什么
？What God wants this cows of Bashan to listen?
请看阿摩书书第四章
，Amos chapter four。
我们读一节到三节。
Let's read verse one to verse three. Let's read together.
三，你们住撒玛利亚山，如巴山母牛的。当听我的话，你们欺负贫寒的，压碎穷乏的，对家主说：拿酒来，我们喝吧。主耶和华指着自己的圣洁启示说：日子快到，人必用钩子将你们钩去，用鱼钩将你们剩余的钩去。你们个人必从破口自往前行。投入哈门，这是耶和华说的。为什么神称以色列民为巴山的母牛
？So why did God call the Israelites the cows of Bashan？
原来巴山这个地方是在约旦河东。
Bashan, this place was in the east of River Jordan.
其实神允许的迦南地是要过约旦河才是神允许的迦南地。
The original promised land of Canaan, you have to cross the River Jordan to the west. That is the promised land.
但是你还记得吗？他们要进入迦南的时候，过约旦河的时候，有两个支派说：“我们不要进去了，我们在这里就好，我们不要过河。”还记得吗？两个支派，
but remember,
两个半支派。
The Israelites before they go into the land of Canaan, to conquer the land, the two tribes who say they do not want to cross the river, they have to remain there to take the land as inheritance.
因为他们看到这里的地方很好啊，环境很优美啊，草场很宽阔啊。
Because they saw that this place was good, the fields were wide and beautiful.
原来巴山哦，境内有肥沃的草场。
So Bashan, they were beautiful fields.
所以因为有美丽的草场，就盛产肥美的牛羊。
Because of these fields, they have good cows.
所以那么他们的价钱是他们的牛跟羊是特种牛特种羊，价钱特别高贵的。
Their cows, their cattle, and their flocks are of greater good value because they are higher quality.
他们的环境也特别优美的。
The environment is very beautiful.
所以巴山的母牛是影射撒玛利亚城的上流社会的人。
So this cow of Bashan is a representative of the people in Samaria, the higher part of the society.
特别是影射撒玛利亚上流社会的妇女。 妇女就是 woman，
the rich woman of the land of Samaria。
我们今天来讲就是贵夫人呢、
啊，啊，
是部长夫人呢、啊、
，high class woman。
嗯，那他们的生活非常的高级，非常的奢华。
They live a very high class life, a life of indulgence。
对不起、哦、个个长得像肥胖的母牛。
But all of them are plump like the cow.
因为吃好、住好、穿好啊、用好、全部好，就比自己胖的嘛。
They live well, they eat well, so they become plump.
所以你看到他们瘦，所以是拼命、拼命减瘦啊，又拼命吃，吃了又拼命给他瘦啊。
They keep
这不是很辛苦吗
？They eat good food, but they keep trying to slim themselves down. This is great suffering.
如果用今日的话来形容，他们就是贵夫人，就是潘斯利啊，或者纳丁。
So it's today's terms they are this so-called high-class woman.
但是在当时，圣经称他们为巴山的母牛，就是、这个。
So the Bible here uses this cows of Bashan to describe them.
简单说，他们在神的祝福下，不断的追求过享乐的生活。
So simply said, these are people who, under the blessings of God, choose a life of indulgence.
而且他们所谓享乐的生活，都是最终之乐的生活，在最终的快乐。
This indulgence is indulging in this joy and sin.
这种享乐生活就是耶稣说的那个宴乐的财主，天天奢华宴乐。
This is what our Lord Jesus Christ described the rich man who indulged himself.
他们是不顾那些穷人的。
They do not care for those who are poor.
他们的眼里只有享受，享受，享受。
In their eyes, it's only this indulgence and enjoyment.
你的目的只有赚钱，赚钱再赚钱。
The purpose of life is earn more and more money.
除了钱跟享受，没有第二样了。
Other than wealth and enjoyment, there's no other purpose.
并不是说我们不能够享受生活。
I'm not saying we cannot enjoy our lives.
而是在享受生活中，有没有看看那些拉撒路，有没有帮助那些拉撒路
？But when we are enjoying our life, do we still see those Lazarus around us and help them?
那神说他们在享乐当中，他们在做什么呢
？So God says, while they're indulging and enjoying, what are they doing?
不是读了吗？他们欺压那些贫苦人呐、啊。
So here it says they exploit or they oppress the poor.
还把他们压到碎啊。
They crush them.
太过分了。
This is too much.
不是说你不能享受。
It's not saying that you cannot enjoy yourself.
可是你在享受中，你在做了什么？你在做什么
？But we are enjoying. What are you doing?
这就是耶稣说的，为什么财主会下地狱，拉撒路会进天国
？This is why our Lord Jesus Christ say, why did the rich man went down to Hades and Lazarus went up to paradise?
我们来看看他们当时的生活的情形是怎样的。
Let's look at the situation, how they live their life in those days.
哇，真的够高级哦。
It's very high class.
不是我们今天才会享受高级，他们以前就会了。
It's not only today we know how to enjoy ourselves. They in those days they know how to.
从他们睡的、用的、吃的，样样都高级的。
From the way they live, from the things they use, and what they eat.
请看阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter six.
三节到六节。
Verse three to verse six.
来
，Let's read together.
一、三，你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴。你们躺卧在象牙床上，书身在榻上，刺群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊，还弹琴鼓戏，唱消闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐曲，如同大卫所造的，以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为夜色的苦难来担忧。看到他们高级享受生活吗
？They see them enjoying their high class life.
他们睡的床是象牙床啊，象牙做的高级床啊。
Their beds are made of ivory.
他们的沙发，看哈、哦，躺在沙发上，这个书生在榻上就是高级舒服的沙发。
They lounge on these couches or sofas as high class.
一个是睡的，一个是坐的。
One is for sleeping on, one is for sitting on.
那现在他们在吃什么呢
？And what are they eating?
他们吃的是羊羔啊，不是羊啊，是羊羔，你知道吗？ Yeah. 羊羔是所有羊当中的最高级、最好吃的那部分呐、啊。
They're eating lambs, not just ordinary sheep, but lambs.
那是很贵的呀。
These are very important.
它是最好的肉来的呀。
The best of the meat.
还有棚里的牛犊啊。
The calves from the midst of the stall.
反正吃的就都是高级的啦，就我们今天说的日本和牛啦。
This is like the wagyu beef today.
对不起哦，我也跟我太太去偷偷吃过一点点呢。
Recently, I also went to eat this with my wife.
一小块罢了啊，
拿币
300块，一小块而已，小小块。
RM 300 just for a small piece.
两块，你一块，我一块，就600块。
So she one piece and one piece was RM 600.
哇，够享受哦。
Such an enjoyment, such a great enjoyment.
有钱嘛
？They have money.
我不是讲我啦，是讲他们啦。
I'm not saying myself, I'm saying these people here.
那个是信徒请的啦，不是我出的啦，我吃不起啦。
It was a meal treated by a believer, I myself cannot afford.
哎呦，不单只吃得好，还好音乐高级最好的音响来享受呀。
Not only they eat well, they enjoy the best of the music.
你以为我们以前的雷德夫生呢？雷德夫生啊，你以为是雷德夫生啊？还知道我们以前开那个雷六啊，雷德夫生，那个谁要听哦？那个是平民百姓听的啦。
So this,
你还没有印象利德福生有没有？雷六啊
，like the radio broadcast
啊、哦，他们是高级音响来的啦。
This is not just low class radio. These are high class.
喝酒不是用小小杯哦，用大碗喝酒的呀。
They drink from these big bowls.
还有用上等的油抹身，就是哦。高级美用的是高级美容品、啊、
They are anoint themselves with the finest of oil and ointment.
你说是不是高级享受生活
？This is a high enjoying a high class life.
那神就说算了吧。
God say let it be.
但至少你要关心一下夜色的苦难好不好
？Even if you do this, at least you must grieve for.
你进进出出，你看一看拉撒路好不好
？When you go in and out your house, have a look at Lazarus.
拉撒路就在你的门口，不是很遥远，就在你门口啊。
Lazarus was just sitting at the front of your door, not far away.
你总要出去，你出去总要回来的嘛。你出去也好，你回来也好，你都会看到拉撒路的嘛。
You need to go out your house and come back, and when Lazarus is just there, you see him.
但是却不为拉撒路的苦难来忧伤、啊、
But you are not grieved for the suffering of Lazarus.
我一点都懵哦，关我什么事哦
？You don't even care about him. Nothing to do with me.
痛苦是他的事，他贫穷是他的事。
His suffering is his own issue. Nothing to do with me.
他没得吃，也不关我的事。
Even he has no food, nothing to do with me.
所以我说，除了吃、赚钱、吃、享受，他没有其他的，
so、
也没有弟兄姐妹，也没有家人。
Other than just indulging and earning more money, they do not have other things. They don't care about their brethren or they don't care about God.
这就是神对巴山母牛的警告。
So this is a warning from God to the cows of Bashan.
神要追讨他们的罪。
God is going to pursue of their sin.
今天我们在神的恩典中生活非常的富足。
Today, under the grace of God, we live an abundant life.
我们感谢神给我们这么富足的生活。
Thank God, He has given a life of abundance.
但现在能不能够改变一下
？But can we change ourselves?
生活可以简单一点。
Can we live a more simple life?
生活可以知足一点。
To be more contented.
生活可以多做一点善事。
In our life, we do more charity.
这是我们今天很缺乏的。
But this is what we are lacking today.
我们在富足的生活中
，in our life of abundance,
我们应该要改变，让自己的生活简单一点，越简单越好。
We need to change ourselves, that life can be more simple.
我们也应该让我们的生活知足一点，满足一点。感谢主，我的够了
，to be more,
我的已经够了。
To be more contented with our life, saying that what we have is sufficient.
神的恩典太多了。
The grace of God is bountiful.
能不能够讲出这样的话呢
？Are we able to say such words?
就是活出知足。
This is living a life of content.
那生活能不能够多做一点善事
？Can we do more charity in our life？
其实一路来都有做一点点呢、啊。
All the time, maybe we do some.
但今年会能不能够多做一点呢？更多做一点。
This year, are we able to do a bit more？
这就是一种改变。
This is the change.
那些虽然没有条件过巴山母牛生活的，没有条件过这种巴山母牛生活的
，those who do not have the conditions to live life that the cows of Bashan，
那些是有条件过的，他们就是巴山的母牛。
those who is able to live this such life, then they are counted.
他们追求这种生活。
They pursue such kind of life.
他们已经放不下，过不了简单生，他们过不惯简单生。
They are not able to put aside all this and lead a simple life anymore.
那就不要再理他们了吧。
Then let's not care about them anymore.
还要听就听，不听就算了吧。
If they are listen, they listen.
那我们没有这种条件的人。
But we who not have such
没有条件的人，却一心一意努力不断的追求要过巴山母牛的生活。
We do not have such conditions yet. We in our life we keep pursuing to live.
虽然没有条件，但是一直向往，一直很渴望。
We do not this requisite, but we keep one longing for such life.
所以做得很辛苦了。
So we suffer,
甚至搞到满身债务了。
Even to fall into debt.
甚至家庭、夫妻、婚姻都出问题了。
To the point that we there's a problem with our marriage.
甚至孩子、父母亲之间的关系也破裂了。
Even to the point of breaking up the breaches in our relationship between parents and children.
自己的爸爸妈妈、自己的兄弟姐妹的关系也越来越疏远了。
That we are distant more and more with our relationship with our parents and our siblings.
跟神的关系、跟教的关系也更疏远了。
And very distant with our relationship.The church and God.
因为我们没有条件过这种生活呀。
Because we actually do not have the requirement to live that life.
可是我们要过这种生活呀。
But yet this is what we long for.
所以有些欠的满身债啊。
So some of them fallen into debt.
何必呢？
What is the point?
过简单一点不是很快乐吗？
Isn't it good to live a simple life?
你真的过到了那种巴山母牛的生活了，真的做到了。
Even if you're able to attain this life, like the cloud of Bashan,
你以为很享受很快乐吗？
You think this is true enjoyment and joy?
如果是不会这么多有钱人自杀咯，不会这么多有钱人家庭不和咯。
If this is truly the case, then there won't be rich people commit suicide or disunity in the household of the rich people.
啊，神为什么要追讨以色列民的四种罪
？So why did God pursue these sins, four types of sins of the Israelites?
第一种罪就是忘恩。
First type of sin is they forget the grace of God.
忘记神从埃及把他领出来。
They have forgotten that God has led them out of Egypt.
今天我们也忘记我们以前被撒旦捆绑。
Today,
没有平安，没有快乐。
Today we also have forgotten we have been tied down in the past by the devil. We have no freedom.
被罪恶捆绑。
We have been tied by sin.
今天成为荣耀的神的儿女。
Today we are now the glorious children of God.
我们忘记这个恩典。
But yet we forgotten such grace.
第二。
Secondly,
在神的祝福下，我们不珍惜神的爱、神的祝福。
Under the blessings of God, we do not cherish love and the blessings of God.
我们利用神的祝福、神的爱，不断的去贪爱世界。
But instead, we use this love and blessing of God to continue to love the world.
是在远离神、远离教会。
And we distance ourselves from God and from church.
第三
，Thirdly,
我们不与神同行。
We do not walk with God.
因为我们的心、我们的嘴、我们的手、我们的所做所讲，全部都跟神不一样的。
Because our hearts, our hands, our feet, our lips, everything that we do is different from God.
所以我们没有办法跟神同行。
That's why we are not able to walk with God.
当然，神也不跟我们同行。
Of course, God would not want to walk with us.
所以我们的关系越来越破裂，我们的关系越来越遥远。
So our distance with God is broken and more distant.
第四个罪。
The fourth sin.
一昧的追求最终之乐，享受的生活。
To pursue this indulgence of life and sin.
其实这种追求就是贪爱世界。
This is loving the world.
贪爱世界，神说：“人若贪爱世界，爱父的心就不会在他里面。”
God say, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
这是真正的原因，信仰冷淡的原因，对机会冷淡的真正原因。
Actually, this is a true reason why you become cold in your faith and your worship.
那你以为这四种罪神不理不问吗？
But do you think God will not care about these four types?
神说：“我要追讨。”
God say, I will punish.
这个就是第二个声音。
This is the second voice.
我听见神要追讨以色列的罪。
I heard God call Israel to account for their sins.
神提出四种罪，四种原因。
So God has pointed out four types of sins, four reasons.
莫道。